50 years ago this summer, an eccentric candy mogul first sang one of the sweetest, most memorable movie songs of all time.
Come with me, and you'll be in a world of pure imagination.
The movie, of course, was Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory. Tim Grieving has this story about the imagination behind the music.
No one really noticed pure imagination in 1971. Willy Wonka was a box office dud. Even the author Roald Dahl hated it. The LA Times called the songs perfectly, instantly forgettable. Leslie Brickus, who wrote the songs with his musical partner Anthony Newley, was a little worried himself when he visited the set in Munich.
The Chocolate River set was up. It was real chocolate, by the way. And on the next soundstage, they were shooting Cabaret. And I thought how wonderful it was. And I was a bit nervous about the amateur style of our show compared with the professionalism of Bob Fosse.
The one song from Wonka that did stick at the time was The Candyman, thanks to a chart-topping cover by Sammy Davis Jr.
Who can take a sunrise?
Who can take a sunrise?
Sprinkle it with you.
Sprinkle it with you.
Cover it with chocolate.
He had the number one song. And the song that's come through is Pure Imagination, but it didn't come through for like 25 years. It just sat there, and suddenly, I think probably because of Gene Wilder's performance and as people got to know the film better, they became more familiar with it and liked it.
If you want to view paradise, simply look around and view it. Anything you want to do it, want to change the world. There's nothing to it.
Pure imagination has been Brickus's life motto. He was born in 1931 in London, and during World War II air raids, he entertained his friends with made-up stories. As a teenager, he fell in love with movie musicals, and he began writing his own shows at Cambridge. He hooked up with Newley, and they created West End hits with songs that got covered by everyone from Judy Garland to Tony Bennett.
Who can I turn to? Nobody needs me.
Brickus went to Hollywood and wrote songs for lavish movie musicals like the original Dr. Dolittle and Goodbye, Mr. Chips. He also wrote the lyrics for three James Bond songs with composer John Barry, including You Only Live Twice and
Goldfinger.
But, funnily enough, his most lasting legacy may be the 50-year-old song that nobody cared about at the time. Pure Imagination has been covered by everyone from Lou Rawls to Maroon 5. Sarah Watkins of Nickel Creek put it on her new album, Under the Pepper Tree.
There have been times in my life when I felt really alone or maybe at a low point.
Come with me and you'll be in a world of your imagination. Take a look and you'll see into your imagination.
And out of nowhere, there'll be these little jewel songs that will just percolate through the floor and offer me a memory of how I felt at a different time and reminding me that, oh, that was a really happy feeling, or I remember, like, there is joy, there is happiness, or there is imagination, or there is this world outside of just this heavy feeling that I have right now.
That's something songwriter Leslie Brickus had in mind when he wrote Pure Imagination.
It's a good thought for people, especially young people, to carry with them through life. You'll be free if you truly wish to be at the end is, to me, the most important line in the film. It's a reflective thought on how to make your life work.
And it seems to have worked for Brickus, who, at 90, is still busy writing songs. For NPR News, I'm Tim Grieving.